True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Terry Nooner Coaches Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome into the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Stroffman. Wichita State women's basketball set to go to California this week. It is UC Irvine on Friday, Idaho on Saturday. Catch both those games on GoShockers.com. And we'll talk about that later on in the show. But, of course, we always have to reflect on the games that have taken place with head coach Terry Nooner. And, Coach, let's go back to last week facing Southeast Missouri State, a Redhawks team that ended up getting the win 69-62. But you saw a lot of kind of the similar things that we saw in the previous couple of games where you guys were right there in the fourth quarter. You guys led by six, though, in this game in the fourth period. They go on a 15-2 run and ultimately get the win. So right there, so close again, but unable to get over the hump. Let's reflect a little bit about what you saw in that game against SEMO.
I mean, again, it was another one of those games where we're just trying to figure out a way where we can close it out at the end of games. It's hard because when you go back and watch the tape, like defensively, I feel like we're doing what we're supposed to do, and we're in the right spots, and even offensively, like we're getting the shots we want. I truly feel like, and it's something that we got to figure out from a psychological point of view, like our kids, I think in those moments when they're getting the shots is they want to be successful for the team so bad that they almost kind of tighten up in a way, and I think that's kind of been the issue with us having those like lulls, because we're getting shots that we want. Mm-hmm. I mean, wide open threes, we're getting shots in the paint. I mean, the SEMO game, I think we were 34-20 in the paint, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that was a game where it was another one of those stretch where we were getting out shot from the free throw. I mean, from the free throw line by so much, it was hard to kind of even out the disparity in that particular game. But we were getting the shots we wanted. We were in the paint, and it was just like, you know, you hear it a lot. They said a lot more in the NBA where they say it's a make or miss league, and I really feel like that's the same in basketball in general. Like, you can draw up the play, you can get them the shot, and then it's just a matter of are you go, you know, be tough enough to step up and make it or not make the shot. And so we got to get over that hump, and I truly feel like, you know, we're getting right to a point where, you know, we're weathering the storm, we're toughing things out, and once we get that opportunity where we actually break through, I think it's we're gonna open the floodgates.
Yeah, well, in this game, I think what's different is you guys were up by six there in the fourth quarter. I'm sure, you know, you talk about the mentality aspect where you look at Missouri State, well, you were within two, but it's not like you were up by six in the fourth. Yep. So it was different in this game.
Yeah. I think it's a big part of, like with us, it's still, you know, when you got 11 new players also and you're still trying to gel while you're playing, you know, highly competitive games, I think that's a big part of it. I mean, we got great minutes that game from Diamond off the bench with her energy. And then I thought Cheyenne was huge for us off the bench with being an anchor inside and kind of clogging up things in the paint for us. And so what we're dealing with now, and it's probably partial of us not having, you know, having a bunch of new players. Mm-hmm. It's like we're getting three people to play good one game and then another three to play good this game. And it's like trying to get us all kind of playing together great at the same time. And it's a process. And so, you know, you want to win in those situations. So I think once we just find a way to get over a hump, we're going to be fine.
Well, you talked about the difference of free throw shooting. You had 25,000 that game compared to the 10 for Southeast Missouri State.
Yeah.
And in that game, you guys implemented that zone once again.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, from my vantage point, the zone was still being effective. It was just those moments of fouling too much, just being in the wrong spot at the wrong time. And sometimes, you know, as you brought up, basketball is it's a make-or-miss type of game, which is so true. Same could be said, though, about 50-50 balls, right? Just where you're in the right spot, but all it takes is just your hand is 6 inches to the right, and you make contact compared to where if it was 6 inches to the left, then it's no foul.
I remember it was one where we got a deflection and thought we got a steal, and it kind of goes at their player, and she throw it up at the end of the shot clock and get an and one. And so that's just, you know, something that's misfortune. And so, you know, with the players, you try to, you know, you don't want to kind of put things in those positions where everything has to go perfect for you if you do everything that you're supposed to do on your end. So for us, that's trying to do as much as we can of limiting our mistakes and executing what we're supposed to do and executing our game plan. That's also, you know, a game you talk about, you know, they got a heave at the we should have taken the last shot, and we got a moving screen at one of the quarters, and they make a shot at the buzzer, and then another quarter we had a turnover. We're trying to run a play to you know, we should take the last shot, and we get a turnover, throw it out of bounds, and then they roll it up the floor and get like a half court heave, and that's 5 points that you give them at the end of quarters. That's a 7-point game. So all those things, I think, matters. I think that's stuff that we really try to hone in and focus in on with our team, is trying to make sure they understand that every play matters, and you want to try to win every single play on offense and defense. And once we really truly get that mentality, we're going to be great.
Well, you brought up Diamond. After looking at the stat line, you don't really see it at the moment, at the very end of the game, but Abby Cater in the game with 15 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals, and a block.
Yeah.
That's a stat-stuffing performance, to say the least, for Abby. And probably the one thing you love the most is the fact you have 6 assists probably from Abby, because when Taya gets in foul trouble, you have to turn to Abby to be more of a facilitator in that game against SEMO. She was able to have some success in that regard.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's a new position for her. I mean, because she's a natural wing. She's not a natural point guard, but it's just something we kind of see in her with her size and ability to attack the basket, be able to finish in the paint, being able to create for her teammates. She's just an all-around player. Like we talked about in the preseason, like she wants to be defensive player of the year. So you look at that many steals, and that's something that she truly kind of hangs her hat on. And so for her to impact the game in all those different ways, which is why when we've talked before about, you know, with the foul trouble, and she had 2 or 3 games where she's in foul trouble, and not just her scoring, but just her impact all over the floor, from assisting the ball and being able to, you know, she can steal it and go down and score it, and she can score in the half court, and she can make plays for teammates, and she can rebound it. And so when you have somebody that kind of can impact the game in all those different areas, and she's sitting on the bench, you know, due to fouls, it really compounds and how much it hurts our team.
Well, the most recent game was against Cal State Bakersfield, and we'll talk about that when we return here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
All righty.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house!
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Terry Nooner podcast, I'm Pat Strompman. This week, the Shockers go to Irvine, California, and we will talk about those two games here in just a little bit. But, Coach, let's go back and look at the Cal State Bakersfield game. The Roadrunners entering that game with a lot of confidence, getting a win against Omaha, snapping an 11-game skid that started last season that put 82 points on the board in that win against Omaha. So you knew that they would have a ton of energy. There's no doubt that they did as they built themselves a nice cushion there in the first half. But twice you got the lead down to as little as one. Two times. You did it there in quarter number two, in which you got it down to 28-27. They would then go on a lengthy run to lead at the half and stretch it out to double figures. Then in quarters three and four, in quarter three, you really hang in there. You go into the fourth, an opportunity to get the W. You get it down to one once again, but just simply couldn't get over the hump en route to that five-point loss to the Roadrunners, 60-55. Kind of a similar story to what we've seen in the previous couple of games, Coach, but a lot of fight and a lot of grit from your squad all the way to the very end. How would you assess the most recent game against the Roadrunners?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically what you said. I think my players, I think they show a lot of fight. They have, you know, a lot of competitive character and that they're going to compete and fight to the end of games. And like I said before, I mean, you get shots in the paint with the players that you want to shoot the shots in the paint at crucial points of the game, and just to kind of get us over the hump. And you can tell just from watching the tape and just from me watching them from the sideline just how bad they really want to make the plays. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we weren't able to get the ball to fall like we needed it to fall, you know, within the game to kind of put some more game pressure on Bakersfield and take the lead. And so we just got to get that part figured out. I think it's a mentality type thing. But we got to do it together as a team. And like I said, like they want to make a play for the team. It's not selfishness by any of our players by no means. It's more of, I want to be the person who makes the play for the team so we can, you know, get over the hump and win a game. And so we got to get that part figured out. I mean, I was, you know, pleased with especially Maya Sissoko off the bench and her energy and rebounding, and she had two or three block shots, and just the motor and the high level passion that she played with was a big boost for us. And so, like I said, we're talking about different people in all of the different games, and so if we can get them all going at the same time, we're going to be awesome.
Well, in the first five games, you had a difference of averaging 12 free throw attempts.
Yeah.
While giving up 26 free throw attempts. In this game, you got to the line 28 times, made 21 of them for 75% shooting. And then the other way, 15 free throw attempts for Bakersfield, and the Roadrunners only connected on six of them. What was it like to see the free throw attempt difference being your favor in this game compared to the previous five?
I mean, it was a huge positive, and we shot 75% from the line, and I mean, we felt like we could have shot better. Jalen Harden, who's, you know, practice and numbers and that kind of stuff, is who we feel is like our best free throw shooter. And whether we're doing any of our free throw metrics in practice or pressure free throws, and I think she was 3 for 6. And so we still felt like we should have get better. But we want to shoot over 70% from the line, and so we exceeded that, which was awesome. I mean, I don't think it was a lot different that we did in this game. Like we attacked the basket. We do a great job of getting the ball in the paint, and so this time it was a matter of us getting the favor of the calls and being able to go to the line and knock them down.
And certainly you were able to do that. 75% of your goal was to be around 70%. So the fact you got to 75 is definitely an encouraging sign moving forward. Coach, if you take the lead at any point in the game, what would have that done?
I mean, I think just for our confidence, it would have been huge, and it would have put a different amount of pressure, you know, on those guys. Just that I think they would have played a little bit different, and we just couldn't make that shot to get over the hump. And so we got to figure it out.
Well, you brought up Mayumuna Sissoko, who had 5 points and 7 rebounds off the bench. Every player was able to score in this game, and you and I talked in post game. You'd rather see a couple players in double figures, obviously, but the fact that everyone was able to at least get a bucket, make some contribution in some sort of way, just how big can that be moving forward, knowing that everyone was able to get involved? And I would imagine that would be a confidence booster for some of those individuals who were maybe looking for some confidence in this game.
Yeah, it was big for you know, somebody to get in the game and being to get on the board, I think is huge. I've said it so much from the off season to now, like the strength of our team is that we are a team and that we have a bunch of people who can do a bunch of different things. And I feel like once we get to a point where it's all meshed together, like it's going to be beautiful to watch because I think we play a good brand of basketball when we're clicking, and you can see it in stretches of time. And so for us, we needed to click the last 4 minutes of games.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll talk more about that when we return. A couple segments left here on the Terry Nooner podcast. Come back for more here in just a little bit.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Back here on the Terry Nooner podcast, Wichita State set to go on the road for Thanksgiving. We will definitely talk about those two games, but also just maybe ask Coach Terry Nooner about some of his favorite items for the Thanksgiving meal. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But, Coach, here we are. We're six games in, a 1-5 start. For sure, not the most ideal starts in the world. Wanted to get some wins here now to give yourself some confidence going into the month of December. Six games seems like a small sample size, but maybe it is enough of a sample size with this team. How you go about assessing the first six games of the year here for Wichita State women's basketball?
I mean, for me, it's The bright spot I feel like is defensively. I think we're doing a great job. We still want to rebound the ball, you know, better than we have. But overall, defensively, I feel good about where we are. Especially, I mean, we understand like our league is going to be super physical. Like this past game we played, I mean, we probably played more aggressive, more physical than we've had in the previous games and got less fouls. And so that's how we're going to have to play to be able to be successful in our conference and being athletic and fly around and being aggressive to the ball and physical box outs and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, our defense is, I think, has been awesome. I think just for offensively, I think we get a little bit disjointed late in games. And so that's something that we got to, you know, grab a hold of and figure it out. And like I said, even in those stretches, we're still getting the type of shots that we want to take. Like, we're not shooting contested pull-ups. We're not shooting contested threes. Like, we're shooting wide open threes. We're getting drives to the layup, and we're shooting leg shots in the paint in the charge circle. So we're getting the type of shots that we want our players to take. And so it's just a matter of us continuing to practice. And we do it every single day where we work on finishing with defense on us and people trying to block our shot and people bumping us with the pad. And so we do a bunch of that stuff every day. And I know it's going to pay dividends for us in the long run.
How do you go about replicating the fourth quarter scenario in practice? Can you, as a coach, as that's been an area, obviously, these last couple of games? How do you go about trying to replicate those situations of practice? Because I'm sure it's probably pretty challenging in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, we do special situations in practice. I mean, even the players get mad at me because they say I cheat on them and with the when I'm the sole referee when they're playing against our scout guys. But I mean, we try to do stuff like that where we don't give them favorable calls. We try to we try to foul people out on purpose on any little reach. I mean, there's a bunch of different things that we try to do to create game pressure. We do, you know, situations where we'll just give the scout people extra points with 2 and 3 minutes to go and see if we can come back. And so we try to replicate it as much as we can, but I don't think there's any substitute for live action with, you know, great fans out there and an opponent that you don't know as well as you know our scout guys or our players.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I think there's, you know, here you are with a team that's trying to gel and trying to get that all squared away. And it sounds so easy to try to replicate it in practice and make it work, but you never know what's really going to happen once you actually get out there and it actually counts for something compared to just doing it in practice. Which don't get me wrong, you play how you practice, right?
Yeah,
that's
you
just
do.
The way that's the way it works. You play how you practice, and if you practice in that regard, then you expect to be ready for any scenario.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we try to put all those situations in place for our team and to create havoc and create pressure, whether it's free throws that they got to make to keep from running or free throws to get out of practice or, you know, executing a play, going full court down 3 points with 6 seconds to go or being down 2 points on an advance and being able to execute some of our, you know, our ATOs and plays that we run, our advanced plays to be able to score, being able to execute up one with 5 seconds and you got to get fouled and you got to get the ball in. And we got a 6'8" practice guy named Dion that we'll put him on the ball to make it harder to get the ball in bounds. And so, I mean, we put them through a bunch of the situations that they're going to have to deal with throughout the course of the game. Some of them have been through a bunch of that stuff and some of them haven't. So some of you just got to go through as a competitor. But I mean, the one thing that I give credit to my team is we're a fighting team. We're a gritty team. I think a lot of times you can see, like, if a team is giving up or not fight, the defense is usually where you see it the most. And the fact that we're still locking people down, the fact that, you know, it coming out of the Bakersfield halftime, we could challenge the team at the half and the way that they play defense and holding them to 5 points or holding them to only 18 points in the second half. And so once we start getting our shots to go down, because a lot of teams now are trying to do the greatest job as they can to take Jalen Harden out of the game, which is fine because that's going to open up opportunities for other players, which is why Diamond had so much success 2 games ago. And so we're going to keep working, continue to figure things out, and we're going to be fine.
Well, you brought up the defensive aspect last year. Throughout the course of the entire season, gave up 68 points per game. Right now, giving up 61. So that dog will hunt if those numbers continue to be that way moving forward. Coach, I did want to get your thoughts on switching up the starting lineup in the most recent game, too. You kept your top two scorers with Jayla and Abby, but you switched up the rest. How did you feel like your team responded with that little switch up?
I think we did good. I mean, I think it was a group that we have been going with in practice. They had played together the 3 or 4 days leading up to the game. And just trying to find something different. I mean, you know, we had lost a few games in a row, so you want to try to see if you can switch some things up and see, you know, different lineups and see how people look different. And, you know, in our post players between Sophie and Jada and not as great amount of minutes, but I thought they had been super productive in the minutes they had and the energy they had played with and things we were trying to do on offense and spread the floor and that kind of stuff. And so it was just a matter of just trying to see what things looked like. And the same thing with Diamond, which the way she had played the couple games leading up to it. And so just wanted to switch it up and just see what it looked like. And so it's going to be a work in progress as we, you know, work through things and try to get, you know, more consistency throughout the lineup.
All right. Well, we'll have 2 games to talk about when we return. UC Irvine and Idaho. We'll talk about those 2 things when we return here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Cart has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Cart has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit cochcareers.com to learn more. That's cochcareers.com.
About to wrap things up here with the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman. Wichita State going to Irvine, California for two games on the campus of UC Irvine. UC Irvine on Friday at 4 o'clock local time, 2 o'clock out there in California. Same thing on Saturday when the Shockers take on Idaho, a Vandal squad, a very, very solid Vandal squad at that. That game also tipping off at 4 o'clock Central Time, but 2 o'clock there out there on the West Coast. Coach, your thoughts on just going into this week? You don't have any games here on Monday, Tuesday. You do have a travel day on Wednesday.
Yep.
Then you have back-to-back on Friday and Saturday. But when a team is trying to really get things going, maybe a perfect opportunity to head out to California and almost kind of clear the minds a little bit going into this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think and we'll go get it, you know, a couple more because we've been playing games pretty regularly. So you get a few days to not really work on scouting and kind of focus in on what I feel like we need to focus on as a group. But, you know, being able to get on the road, I think that's something just about that. And it's just you and your team and your teammates, and you don't have probably some of the extra distractions that you may have at home. And so it's a little bit more comfortable, but I think is in them situations you only have your teammates to lean on, and we'll be doing some team bonding activities and that kind of stuff while we're out there. You get some good weather in California, and so last year the trip was good for us. It kind of helped, you know, turn our season around, and so we're hoping that it does it the same thing again this year.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was just going to ask you about that. Last year, swing trip in Cali, came away with two victories.
Yep. And so that's what, you know, you want to try to go 1-0 first, but for us it's trying to get out there and just get back to playing our good team basketball, get our mojo back, get our energy together. And I always tell the players that, you know, it always has to be like a next play mentality. And for me, I mean, we've done what we've done up to this point in the season. There's nothing we can do about those games. All we have is our UC Irvine and our Idaho games coming for it. And so for us, it's just trying to focus all of our energy and doing what we can to be successful in those games in California.
Well, you brought up the team bonding aspect. Anytime you get the team together for Thanksgiving,
yeah,
that's always a fun treat, isn't it?
Yeah, and we go get a chance to go to a nice restaurant, I'm anxious to see it because we have like a dress-up type team, so giving them some opportunities to be able to jump in their regular clothes, and we have a restaurant we're going to go to.
Hold up. So you're telling me to pack my suit? Is that what I'm
hearing? No. You don't have to pack a suit, but I know they like to dress up. My coaches are always on me about dressing up also. And so for me, it's always fun just to see my players wearing regular clothes, and I see them in practice uniforms and sweats all the time and tennis shoes, and they like to get dialed up. And so that's going to be cool and just a chance for us to, you know, be thankful for all the blessings and stuff that we have, even when, you know, we think it's hard for us. As Coach Williams used to always say, we have to realize that there are more people out there that are less fortunate than us. So we need to be thankful and grateful for the positions that we have and our scholarships and our jobs and having our families and being grateful. And I think that's what we go really try to focus in on.
Yeah, just trying to be thankful. That's definitely something honing on here for this week, no doubt about it. Also, though, as you brought up going to a nice restaurant, I have a feeling you're probably not going to maybe have the usual items that you would probably want on a Thanksgiving day. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And maybe there will be some turkey. That's fine. But yeah, I'm sure Coach Nooner is going to be missing some dishes that he would like to have on the road.
Yeah, and it's I mean, like my wife is a real good cook to me. People like her cooking. I like it because she cooks everything the way I like it. And so it's hard for me to eat other people's food sometimes just because she cooks things specific to what I like, how I like it, the way I like it seasoned and everything. And so, but I'm taking my family with me just so they can be there so I won't be sad in the hotel. And hopefully my wife surprises me when we get back and makes her stuffing and her sweet potatoes and her turkey and her ham and her mac and cheese and That's what I'm hoping and praying for, that I get a surprise when we get back.
Yeah, my wife, she was asking me, because this is the first time I think we're going to be separated for Thanksgiving. And she was like, is there anything in particular I got to save for you? And I'm like, man, what? Just give me a plate. Just give me a plate. Just put some styrofoam on top of it, whatever it might be, and just go ahead and keep it in there. So, yeah. I'm glad you brought up all the dishes there, the sweet potatoes and everything.
Man.
Is that the go-to? Is that the one side dish you got to have?
That and her stuffing is amazing. It's a recipe she got from her mom. It's amazing, and she kind of tweaked it a little bit to be perfect for me. But and then her macaroni and cheese that she bakes and puts all this cheese in it. And so we had about four or five of the players that came over to our house for dinner last Christmas, and she has this caramel drizzled toffee pound cake that she makes, her banana pudding, which all our players, when we have recruits, she makes it, and usually the players will try to get the banana pudding before they get the actual food. And so she makes a lot of things that I love, that we really love, and I'm gonna miss it.
I am too. That's why I'm like, hey, get the saran wrap and make sure to protect it for me. Do you prefer white or dark meat? Does it matter?
White usually, and I shoot for us. I mean, honestly, a lot of times the leftovers to me Thanksgiving is almost better to me.
I agree.
Than it is when that first time.
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm
like
right
the
there with you.
Yeah, I eat the so I mean I make a decent sized plate the first time, but usually I get stuffed real fast, because usually I do like a deep fried turkey, and then she does like everything else, but yeah, usually like that's later on that day, and then like the next two or three days is like when it's the best.
I love it. Yep, I'm right there with you. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Let's go get a couple wins out there in Cali.
All right, and go Sharks.
All right, that is Terry Nooner here on the latest Terry Nooner podcast. If you want to listen to the games out there on the road in California, you can catch them on GoShockers.com on Friday. Wichita State battles UC Irvine at 4 o'clock Central Time. And then again on Saturday, a 4 o'clock tip-off as Wichita State takes on Idaho. That does it for us. Appreciate everyone listening to the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Stroffman saying so long. Happy Thanksgiving and go Shocks.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.